Welcome to the 20th Anachta Amcha recording. In this recording, we are going to say over two follow-ups to the story which we mentioned on the previous recording, recording number 19. If you have not yet heard that story, you can access it from the archives. What you need to do is from the main extension, press 8 for archives, afterwards press 0, and afterwards press 19. And that powerful story, which was told to me by a very choshev, a friend of mine, a Magid Shir. In this following recording, we're going to say over two follow-ups that this choshev, a friend of mine, a Magid Shir, has told me. The first follow-up involves one of his current Talmidim, who heard firsthand how this Magid Shir said over the story with an Eish, with his Islavis, and this Talmid was so misragish from it, that when it came time to the off Shabbos, the Talmud walked over to the Rebbe with a bag and told the Rebbe, I have a present for you, Rebbe. And he gave it to the Rebbe. My friend, who's the Rebbe, he thanked very much the Talmud, and he was planning to open up the bag when he got home. And when he got home, he opened up the bag and he saw. What was the present? It was a smashed smartphone. The Rebbe said that this was the best present he got his entire life. His Talmud was so nisragesh. His Talmud took the smartphone that he had owned and he smashed it. And with that, he gave it as a present to his Rebbe. With permission from the Talmud, the Rebbe went and he hung up this smartphone in the yeshiva. And next to it, he put a note. And the note read the following. The Wall of Fame. Because as we all know, to do something like that, to smash a smartphone, takes a lot of courage. You definitely get a choshuva spot on the Wall of Fame for that. The Wall of Fame, just a short while ago, this was an active device of a Talmud. And now, .. Look at it. The broken, smashed phone was hung up on the wall as well. Now it's his ticket to Gan Eden. Ze Ashar LaShem. And this made such a roishim, whoever saw it, whoever walked by and saw a smashed smartphone on the wall with a Zah note, Zah Shar LaShem, was a source of tremendous chizik. Ashrei Ayin Ra'a says Zois. And the second story we're now going to say over, also a follow-up. The Schosh of the Rebbe told me that he just got a call the other night. And this call came in from one of his alumni. And the alumni had heard this story firsthand from the Rebbe as well. And the story talked to his heart. And just recently, this Talmud said, I would like to make a Kabbalah. What was the Kabbalah he decided? He said, I would like for an entire year now to have a filter on my smartphone. And that's the Kabbalah he made. And he went ahead and he put a filter on his smartphone. And he couldn't believe the Yeshua which came his way. Over a year before that, he was diagnosed with the Crohn's disease. And in fact, the doctor told him, you're going to need to be on medicine the rest of your life, and you're going to have a surgery. And Itaka had the surgery within the year. And Itaka's been taking medicine. He recently had to go back to the doctor for a checkup. He went back for the checkup. The doctor analyzed it, checked him and said, amazing, you're good to go. No more medicine necessary. And the schos of a bacher was thinking to himself, wow, and what schos was I zoiche for this? Must be in the schos that I was mekabel an entire year to have a filter on my smartphone. As we've mentioned in the past, we cannot even begin to imagine the moedik of schosim and shemayim. We're in the current gullus we're in today. It's a gullus which is so dark. Anybody who's mechazik themselves, befrat ben yoni kedusha, if somebody doesn't even own such a device in the first place, what could be a better zach than that? And if somebody owns it, and he's trying to get the device away from him, he's trying that the device should not have this effect of taking over his life, and he's making kabbalahs, whether it's a Kabbalah of hands off for a certain amount of time, whether it's a Kabbalah to put filters on it, whatever a person is doing, everybody lefi their situation, everybody lefi their koiches, but they're working on themselves, trying to climb up the ladder, that they are going to have control of their life. They're not going to let this device take control of them. You have to understand these Kabbalists are so precious. These Kabbalists could bring about Yeshua's L'malim Yiderech HaTeva. And with that, we're right to requesting anybody that has chizik and has more stories to share. The Inyan, the starkeit of these Kabbalists, and the Indian Yeshuas which are coming about to people making Kabbalists in regards to the smartphones. Become a Godel, please. Leave your information, leave your message on extension 9. Yiyasher Koichachem!